Dear family, the Lord give you courage and hope as we navigate the difficult waters of these times. So lately we've had a situation. It's a little unnerving sometimes when you feel that you're not quite understood or on the same page. So I've been struggling with some feelings, a couple of different sources. And I thought, you know, this could just be the devil tweaking my imagination. I said, Lord, please tell me, is this my imagination? And the Lord began to speak to me. He said, what you are feeling is the discontent of a chosen soul. Their heart is not totally for me and my agenda. They are still very attached to the world. There is nothing you can say or do that will change this. It is a work from my Holy Spirit. In the meantime, pray for them and give me time to work on their hearts. And may I say, here we are, April 21st, 22nd, 23rd. Satan is one of their favorite times to torment Christians. We knew this was coming. We knew there would be some kind of problem or difficulty at this time because it's that time of the month. And everyone in the satanic community is getting ready for, well, Purges Night, May 1st, which is something akin to Halloween as far as the importance of that day. So the Lord continued, this world is a lonely and hard place, and the soul longs for the purity and innocence of little children, for the peace and contentment that only can be found in heaven. There is a battle going on for this soul, and it's in my hands. Do not allow this to distract you. It is not about you. It is about pride and self-will and abandoning all to love only me. This is very hard for some souls. You were deliberately raised as an abandoned child, alone in this world. This was allowed to form you to be fearlessly committed to only one thing. Eventually, when you gave up all your agendas in the world, you let go and made your only duty, your only reason to live, me, and executing my will for souls. There are others raised differently, and to them, family and parents are everything. For these, it is truly a bitter struggle to let go of all. You are weak and fail many times, but I allow this only to show others how I am loyal and waiting in every second of the day to restore them when they fall. I did not choose you for this job because you were particularly bright and someone to be looked up to. There are those who are still admiring and wanting to follow the bright Christian stars of this world. They glitter and shine and appeal to many. Then there are those who hear my voice and will not follow another. They are willing to follow the little, despicable, and lowly leaders I put in their lives. You will always encounter this, beloved. It is your nature and the nature of souls to respect and admire bright stars. But I am doing something new and unheard of. I am choosing the lowly and rejected to raise up my broken body. Because they are so little, they put no trust in themselves. Rather, they cling to me so very tightly that they are not lured by what appears to be great leaders. Yes, I do have great leaders, but it is a treacherous road with robbers lurking behind every bend. Pride, influence, power, self-righteousness, wealth, and adulation are the armed bandits that plot to take such as these down. It is only a matter of time before they will be confronted with a choice. Compromise just a little bit or lose it all. If they do choose to lose it all, their people will be scandalized. That is why I prefer little and despicable over the Christian celebrities. Oh, Claire, that road is so very treacherous, and many, many fall from that height, landing below in the canyon, as you once saw. And what he's talking about here is a canyon from one side to the other, there's a leap to be made, and it's about 12 feet. And a lot of people have tried to make that leap and didn't make it, and ended up falling down into the canyon, shattered. He continued, "No one wants to make a leap that will cause them to be stripped of everything they accumulated. Good name, fame, money, influence, and security. Lord, please, I do not want any of my own thoughts to dominate. Am I projecting something out of bitterness?" The Lord continued, "The bitterness you are feeling is in my heart. For those who look squeaky clean on the outside, but are double-minded, and those who have made deals with the devil, I promise you, when you reach that pinnacle of greatness, you will be faced with a choice. Adopt the agenda or lose it all. That is what I am bitter about. You experienced this when you introduced your very large YouTube audience to my mother. No, you are not projecting yourself through this message. It is my broken and bitter heart you are projecting." I paused for a while, really thought about this, because it's so easy to fall into bitterness. It's so easy. And I wanted to make sure that that wasn't what I was doing. So I had my head down and I was contemplating what he said. And he became visible to the eyes of my heart and said to me, "You have done nothing wrong. You are in my perfect will. I approve of you 100%. The scorn and contempt is coming from souls who are operating from their flesh. I like you, little and frail, having to apologize for your missteps or perceived missteps. I can lead you, Claire, because you see all too clearly your frailty and lack of perfection. I am so sorry for those who have set you aside to follow those I did not appoint to lead them. Let it go. Forgive. Move forward. There is so much good waiting for you just around the corner. I promise you it is not your fault. And like it or not, you have been chosen by me for this humble work that is way beyond your skill level. Please don't fret." That was the end of his message. Well, my dear ones, it's encouraging to me to hear the Lord straighten out the tangled things that have been running through my mind. And, you know, a lot's been going on with us. We've been sending missionaries to Africa. And, boy, I'll tell you, that airfare is something else. Wow. So it's been a real strain on our budget, along with needing to straighten some things out in the building. The church that the Lord has given us is putting a real tax on our income. It's putting a real burden on our income, and we're pretty low right now. So I'm asking for those of you who can help out a little bit, would you please, if you can? And for those of you who can't contribute, would you please pray for us? Pray for our donors, that the enemy won't get in and hurt our donors. I appreciate your prayers so much. I have all the confidence in the world that what the Lord is leading us to do, He will provide. But I wanted to mention this to you just so you knew about it. The Lord bless you, my dear family. I cherish you. I love you, and I'm praying for you.